She came storming down the hill, carrying the egg bucket in her left hand. Right hand. Who cares? Carrying the egg bucket in one hand, and with the other she held baby Molly. No doubt the two of them had been up at the chicken house gathering eggs. That explained the egg bucket, see? She reached the bottom of the hill and set the egg bucket down on the ground beside me. Naturally, I peered inside and gave the bucket a sniffing, with no thought or intention of... Some dogs will eat eggs, don't you see, and they're known as egg-sucking dogs, and they ain't popular with ranch wives or whoever else is in charge of the... Nothing could have been further from my mind. Honest, cross my heart and hope to die. I have flaws, but sucking eggs has never been one of them, although I must admit that at certain times of the day and certain times of the year, a nice fresh egg, she speared me with her eyes.
Don't you even think about messing with my eggs!
To me? Now, what had... All I'd... There was no reason to... Sometimes the best thing a guy can do is just keep his mouth shut and take a telling, even when it involves stuffing down his sense of mortal outrage. In the process of stuffing down the so forth, I sniffed again. It was just a mannerism. It meant nothing at all, but Sally Mae took it all wrong and turned it into something that was blown all out of...
Stop smelling my eggs because they're not for you!
Okay, okay. But for what it's worth, they smelled pretty good. Although that wasn't my primary. Let me repeat that I am not now and never have been an egg-sucking dog. And that's my last word on the subject for a while. At that moment, High Loper came up the hill. He'd been down at the barn doing his morning chores, which at that time of year meant feeding one saddle horse and a 2-year-old colt. The rest of the horses were grazing on grass. He walked up to us, swept his eyes over me, the cat, and little Alfred, and grinned.
Well, well, what do we have cooking here?
Sally Mae placed both her hands on her hips.
Your son and your dog. You see what they're doing?
Little Alfred beamed as all eyes turned to him.
I roped me a cat, Daddy.
Yes, he roped my poor cat, then threw him on your dog just to see what would happen.
What happened?
You know very well what happened. If I hadn't come down just when I did, Hank would have brutalized the cat.
From the looks of the blood, hon, it was the other way around. Looks to me like your cat brutalized my poor dog.
She glanced down at me. I wagged my tail extra hard. I was disappointed to see her smile.
Oh, he did take a few licks, didn't he? But I'm sure he deserved them. Now, will you speak to your son about starting cat and dog fights?
Loper knelt down and gave Alfred a lecture about roping cats and starting fights. Although I got the feeling that Loper might have participated in the same sports when he was young.
Oh, and while we're on the subject of your dog, I found 7 broken eggs in the chicken house this morning. Something got in there last night.
She turned a dark glare in my direction.
And is eating my eggs.
I turned away, astonished that she might think... Loper stood up, and as usual, his knees popped 3 times.
Now hold on. What makes you think Hank had anything to do with it?
Well, I don't know. Nothing, really, except that he has a lousy reputation around here, and any time there's a mess or some trouble, he's a prime suspect.
Her words cut me to the quick. It was really tough to sit there and listen to such falsehoods and never say a word in my own defense. I managed to keep silent, but just barely.
I doubt that Hank's the culprit, hon. More than likely it was a skunk or a bull snake, but just because you're such a sweet and gorgeous thing, I'll go up and check it out.
He gave her a kiss on the cheek.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. I'll be much sweeter and more gorgeous if I can get my 12 eggs a day.
With that, she herded her two children into the yard, unnoosed the cat, and disarmed little Alfred. Loper and I went up the hill to check out the checking house. Chicken house. Check out the chicken house. As we passed the big sliding doors of the machine shed, whose nose do you suppose poked out of the crack between the doors? It was Mr. Scared He'll Get Roped.
Hi, Hank. Looks like we might get some rain, huh?
I ignored him, so naturally he came out and fell in step beside me.
Where are we going?
I don't know where you're going, but Loper and I are going to the chicken house on important business.
Oh, good.
But I'd just as soon not be seen with you after the way you ran from that rope.
Yeah, that was quite a rope.
By this time, Loper had reached the chicken house. He pushed open the big door on the east. The chickens never use this door for the simple reason that chickens are unable to turn doorknobs and push open large doors. They came and went through a small opening near the center of the building. I was already studying the layout of the alleged chicken house, committing every detail of its construction to memory, amassing facts and clues, and sending it all to data control. A guy never knows which tiny fact will be the one that breaks a case wide open. Loper stepped inside, causing the chickens to squawk and flutter. I followed one step behind, put my nose to the floor, and began... You ever try to sniff out a scent in a chicken house? You should try it sometime. Just put your nose to the floor and take a deep breath. When you regain consciousness, you'll realize that even an elephant could hide his scent in a chicken house. My nose is a very sensitive smellatory instrument, see, and it's calibrated to pick up subtle odors. There are many odors in a chicken house, none of them subtle. One whiff of that place blew out all my circuits. When I stopped coughing, I was able to mutter, Boy, this is a foul place.
Yeah, they're just birds.
What?
I said, fowls are just birds. That's how come they're in a chicken house.
Sometimes. Oh, well, I had more important things to do than to make sense of Drover's nonsense. Loper was bending over one of the nests, which was located inside a wooden crate. I hopped up and studied the contents of the nest. There, lying amidst the straw, were pieces of eggshell. Loper moved on down the line and found other nests with broken eggs. Then he straightened up, worked a kink out of his back, and pushed his straw hat to the back of his head. Well, dogs, something's been robbing these nests. I barked. Now we were getting somewhere. It wasn't a bull snake because a snake wouldn't have left the shells in the nest. Looks like the work of a skunk, but if it'd been a skunk, he would have left a scent behind. That leaves a coon or a coyote. The next question is, where were you fools when the coyote or coon came into headquarters? Huh? Well, it was a big ranch, and let's just say that if I find any more busted eggs, I might start thinking about my dog food bill. I might just run the cost of gain on you mutts and decide to cut down on my overhead. He leaned down and brought his face real close to mine. Do you understand what I'm saying? No more busted eggs. No more angry wife. No more varmints in the chicken house. Tend to your business. Tend to? What did he think we'd... But yes, the message had come through loud and clear, so loud and so clear that I left the chicken house shaking all over. If you happen to be a dog, the prospect of life without dog food can be rather bleak. We had a job to do, fellers, and we dared not fail.